Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
I had always been drawn to old buildings, their ancient walls whispering secrets of the past. So, when my friend Jake told me about the volunteer opportunity to help renovate the old church in our town, I jumped at the chance. The church, built in the late 1800s, had fallen into disrepair over the years. Its large, Gothic structure, complete with stained glass windows and towering spires, loomed over the small town, a reminder of an era long gone. The first few days were uneventful. We cleaned out old pews, removed cobwebs, and patched up cracks in the walls. It was hard work, but there was a certain satisfaction in seeing the place slowly come back to life. However, it wasn't long before we discovered the hidden door in the basement. Jake and I were moving some old crates when we noticed the unusual outline on one of the walls. It was subtle, but upon closer inspection, we could see that there was a door hidden behind the layers of dust and grime. Our curiosity piqued, we pried it open with a crowbar, revealing a dark, narrow staircase leading down into the depths of the church. "Should we go down?" Jake asked, shining his flashlight into the darkness. "Why not?" "Let's see what's down there," I replied, trying to sound braver than I felt. The air grew colder as we descended the stairs, the sound of our footsteps echoing off the stone walls. At the bottom, we found ourselves in a small, dimly lit room. The only source of light came from a single flickering bulb hanging from the ceiling. As our eyes adjusted to the gloom, we saw that the room was filled with strange artifacts, old books with yellowed pages, rusty chains, and what looked like ceremonial robes. "What is this place?" Jake muttered, picking up one of the books. "I don't know, but it's giving me the creeps," I admitted, feeling a shiver run down my spine. As we explored the room, we found more disturbing items: animal bones arranged in strange patterns, jars filled with unknown substances, and a large, ancient-looking chest in the corner. The chest was locked, but we could see symbols carved into its surface, symbols that looked like they belonged in a horror movie. "This is some serious horror movie stuff," Jake said, echoing my thoughts. "Let's get out of here," I said, my unease growing by the second. But just as we turned to leave, we heard it, a whispering voice, soft and barely audible, but definitely there. "Did you hear that?" Jake asked, his face pale. "Yeah, let's go," I replied, my heart pounding in my chest. We hurried up the stairs, the whispers growing louder and more insistent with each step. By the time we reached the top, we were practically running. We slammed the door shut and leaned against it, breathing heavily. "What the hell was that?" Jake gasped. "I don't know, but I don't want to find out," I replied, feeling a cold sweat break out on my forehead. Over the next few days, things only got worse. The whispers followed us wherever we went, growing louder and more menacing. We saw shadows moving out of the corners of our eyes, and strange symbols began appearing on the walls, seemingly etched by an unseen hand. The other volunteers noticed the changes too, and soon everyone was on edge. One night, I was working late, trying to finish painting one of the rooms. I had just started cleaning up when I heard footsteps behind me. I turned around, expecting to see Jake or one of the other volunteers, but there was no one there. The room was empty. "Hello?" I called out, my voice echoing in the empty church. There was no response, but I could feel someone watching me. The hair on the back of my neck stood up, and I felt a chill run down my spine. I grabbed my things and hurried out of the church, my heart pounding in my chest. The next day, Jake didn't show up for work. I called him, but there was no answer. I went to his house, but his roommate said he hadn't seen him since the previous night. Panic set in.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
And I rushed back to the church, hoping to find some clue about his whereabouts. As I walked through the darkened halls, the whispers grew louder, filling my ears with their insistent, unintelligible words. I made my way to the basement, dreading what I might find. When I reached the hidden room, I saw the door was ajar, and a cold draft wafted up the stairs. "Jake?" I called out, my voice trembling. No answer. I descended the stairs, the whispers growing louder with each step. The room was just as we had left it, but the chest in the corner was now open. Inside, I found a diary, its pages filled with frantic, handwritten notes. The entries told the story of a previous priest who had become obsessed with dark rituals, believing they would grant him eternal life. He had hidden the room from the rest of the congregation, conducting his sinister ceremonies in secret. The diary ended abruptly, with a final, desperate plea for forgiveness. As I read the last entry, I felt a cold hand on my shoulder. I turned around, but there was no one there. The whispers were deafening now, filling my mind with their dark, insistent demands. I stumbled out of the room, barely able to see through the tears of fear in my eyes. I ran out of the church, the whispers following me all the way until I finally reached the safety of my car. Later, I found out that Jake had moved out of town, but we never spoke again. The church was eventually closed off, declared unsafe for renovations. But the whispers never stopped. They followed me, haunting my dreams and filling my waking hours with dread. I knew I would never escape the darkness we had unleashed in that secret room, and the fear would be my constant companion. Growing up in a small town, I always found solace in the simplicity and familiarity of my surroundings. The old church at the edge of town, with its quaint steeple and welcoming congregation, was a cornerstone of our community. It was the kind of place where everyone knew everyone, and the church played a significant role in our lives. So, when the opportunity arose to participate in a church retreat, I eagerly signed up. The retreat was to be held at an old, secluded church in the countryside, far from the noise and distractions of modern life. The idea was to spend a weekend in reflection, prayer, and community, and I was looking forward to the peace and quiet. We arrived on a chilly Friday evening, just as the sun was setting. The church was even more picturesque than I had imagined, surrounded by tall trees and with a small graveyard to one side. The building itself was made of stone, with ivy climbing up the walls and stained glass windows that cast colorful patterns on the ground. Our group consisted of about 20 people, including Father Luca, who had organized the retreat. He was a kind and gentle man, with a deep voice that was soothing to listen to. After settling into our rooms in the attached rectory, we gathered in the church for an evening service. As we sang hymns and listened to Father Luca's sermon, I felt a sense of peace wash over me. The church was dimly lit, with candles providing a warm, flickering light. The atmosphere was serene, and I found myself lost in thought, reflecting on my life and my faith. After the service, we shared a simple meal and then retired to our rooms. The rectory was old but well maintained, with wooden floors that creaked underfoot and heavy, antique furniture. My room was small but cozy, with a comfortable bed and a window that overlooked the churchyard. That night, I slept deeply, the events of the day lulling me into a restful slumber. It was around midnight when I was abruptly awakened by a sound that sent a chill down my spine. It was the faint sound of singing. At first, I thought I was still dreaming, but as I sat up in bed, I realized the sound was real. It was coming from the church. The singing was hauntingly beautiful, a chorus of voices harmonizing in a hymn that was both familiar and strange. Curiosity got the better of me, and I slipped out of bed, pulling on a sweater against the cold. I made my way quietly through the dark rectory and out into the churchyard. The night was still and silent, except for the ethereal music that seemed to float on the air. As I approached the church, the singing grew louder. I pushed open the heavy wooden door and stepped inside. The sight that greeted me made my heart skip a beat. The church was filled with people. Men, women, and children, all dressed in old-fashioned clothing, were standing in the pews, singing in perfect harmony. Their faces were serene, their eyes closed as if lost in prayer. The candles on the altar burned brightly, casting an otherworldly glow over the scene. For a moment, I just stood there, unable to move. It was as if I had stepped back in time, witnessing a service from a bygone era. The music was mesmerizing, and I felt a strange sense of calm wash over me. But then, something changed. The temperature in the church dropped suddenly, and the singing took on a darker, more ominous tone. The faces of the congregation twisted into expressions of anguish, and the air grew thick with a sense of foreboding. I took a step back, my heart pounding in my chest. As I turned to leave, I saw Father Luca standing at the back of the church, watching me. His expression was grave, and he motioned for me to come to him. I hurried over, my breath coming in short, panicked gasps. Father Luca led me outside, closing the door behind us. The singing stopped abruptly, and the night was once again silent. "What was that?" I asked, my voice trembling. Father Luca sighed, looking weary. "This church has a history," he said. "Many years ago, a terrible tragedy occurred here. A fire broke out during a service, and many lives were lost. Some say the spirits of those who perished still linger, trapped in an eternal service." I shivered, the weight of his words sinking in. "Why didn't you tell us?" "I didn't want to scare anyone," he replied. the spirits are usually peaceful, content to hold their nightly service. But sometimes, they become restless, especially when there are new people around. The rest of the weekend passed in a blur. The other members of the retreat seemed unaware of the night's events, and I didn't mention it to anyone. Father Luca and I agreed to keep it between us, not wanting to cause unnecessary fear. I left the retreat with a heavy heart, the memory of the Phantom Choir haunting my thoughts. The experience had shaken me to my core, challenging my beliefs and leaving me with more questions than answers. Years have passed since that fateful weekend, but I still find myself thinking about the old church and its ghostly congregation. The memory of their singing, both beautiful and terrifying, lingers in my mind. To this day, I avoid churches at night, the fear of encountering another phantom service too great to ignore. The experience has changed me, instilling a deep respect for the unknown and the unseen. While I may never fully understand what happened that night, I have come to accept that some things are beyond explanation, existing in the shadows between our world and the next.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!